from the Gothic architecture of Siena to the breathtaking Baroque of eastern Sicily. Moreover, Italy has a 1,000-year-old story, so you can find ancient Roman and Greek ruins throughout the country, visit an ancient temple, and sit on the stones of a theater built 2,500 years ago to listen to your favorite rock band, watch a Greek tragedy, or simply enjoy the silence and the breathtaking landscapes. The same landscapes that in 1972 attract the British band Pink Floyd, who decided to record their Live at Pompeii among the ruins of the ancient Roman city. Tasting Italian food specialties, visiting the major cities like Rome, Florence, Naples, Milan, enjoying Italian fine arts or nightlife, whatever are your plans for your next trip to Italy, learning Italian is surely a useful tool that will help you move through the country and better understand its people and culture. Throughout this course, you will find simple explanations, lots of examples, and exercises divided into 10 modules. At the end of each module, you will have 20 multiple choice questions, which will help you to test your learning. So, let's begin. In module 1, you will start learning the basic pronunciation rules, numbers, and accents, as well as capital letters and punctuation. In module 2, you will learn different ways of greeting people, both formal and informal. You will also learn how to introduce yourself and others, and how to talk about where you live and where you come from, as well as basic sentences like telling time. In module 3, you will focus on Italian grammar, so you will come to know the structure of the sentences, nouns, pronouns, and articles. In module 4, you will go deeper into Italian grammar, learning adverbs, prepositions, and adjectives. You will learn how to use all this grammar stuff with practical and fun examples. As you move to module 5, you will begin to understand Italian verbs and how to use them to interact with Italian native speakers. The first tenses you will learn are infinitive and present. And, by the end of the module, you will master the two auxiliary Italian verbs, essere and avere, in both tenses. In module 6 and 7, you will go a little deeper into Italian verbs, learning the three Italian conjugations and negation. Saying no is also important. Moreover, you will learn regular and irregular verbs and how to practice them. In module 8, you will learn to talk about what you did, past tense, and what are your plans for your next trip to Italy, future tense, as well as commands, imperative, and what would you like to do, subjunctive. Module 9 is designed to help you move through the bel paese, the beautiful country, as you will learn how to ask information and how to buy tickets for trains, boats, and facilities. Finally, in module 10, you will learn how to order snacks in a cafe, talk about what you do, and how to behave in case of emergency, hoping you'll never need to use this last section. So, let's begin with your trip into Italian language. Module 1. The basics. Learning objectives. At the end of this module, you will understand the basic pronunciation rules of Italian. Know about the accent and its usage in Italian. Know how to obtain any cardinal and ordinal number in Italian. Understand where to put and where not to put capital letters. Italian alphabet and pronunciation. The Italian alphabet has 21 letters. All of them are shared with the English alphabet. A. A. B. B. C. C. D. D. E. E. F. F. G. G.